I'm crying. Why you say that?
Good. Because I ain't get to try one last time.
That shit, it was like sold the fuck out everywhere.
Nah, apparently it's supposed to be back like permanently, I think.
So they just gonna keep making these big ass chickens and putting it on a bun and make charging people $10.
I just want to the sandwich is $10.
I don't know. No, I'm jacking.
I was about to say.
Oh, I don't know. God. Let's look it up. Let's see.
She doesn't even eat chicken.
Well, I know that, like, but still, she could go into Popeyes and get shrimp and fries.
That's not the point.
She's not even attention to the price of a chicken sandwich.
Bag. Zara, why you gotta blow me up though?
I'm not. You agree with me? I'm not even
talking. That's dead crazy. That's dead crazy. That's really crazy. I don't eat the chicken sandwiches. Nah.
We know you don't.
But I do want to know how much that shit is. That's actually a good question. I'm about to look that
probably
up.
Probably like $3-4 maybe.
Nah, I feel like it's like definitely more than that.
For a chicken sandwich?
Yes.
Yeah.
An Impossible Burger at Burger King is $6.
How much, like, is a the only time that they have
when you get the meal, it's
$9. Is if they doing like $5 wings or a $5 box or something. Like a regular 2-piece meal is dead like $8.
Really?
Yeah,
damn,
it's
I haven't been
in
Popeyes
cheap.
In man long then. It's, well,
that's what I'm saying. Like a chicken sandwich meal would probably be like $7.99.
Alright, so boom. The chicken sandwich comes in two varieties, classic and spicy, and it retails for $3.99, a price point that itself is both
wow.
classic and spicy. You
thank
got it,
you.
You're right. You
and
got
I
it,
haven't
shorty.
Even been in Popeyes in mad long. Like, thank you.
I'm
okay, because I was mad that your chicken sandwich is going to cost you less than $8.
Fuck out of here.
Nah, that's not like McDonald's prices, honestly.
I
what?
Know, that's why I'm
like a chicken
Popeyes
sandwich at McDonald's is dead, like...
It's just, like $8 or something.
Yeah.
Craziness. Yeah.
That's why I was like,
but it's not even like the McChicken. McChicken is like the actual chicken sandwiches the that they have. They're like eight something.
Is it all actual chicken?
No. I don't think that.
I didn't mean like actual chicken. I meant like not McChickens. Like not the small
chicken. Select?
Yeah.
I never had one.
Or like, what is. I don't even remember the name of the sandwich.
As crazy as it sounds, I never trusted a chicken sandwich. Like
from McDonald's?
From a fast food place.
Anywhere.
I always feel like I'm like,
unless it's Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, like burgers and fries, cool, but like chicken sandwich, you're trying to be healthy now. What's going on?
I'm
yeah,
weak.
It's
nah,
fucking fat.
The top three chicken sandwiches: Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Shake Shack. Top three.
Yo, my boss.
I've never had a chicken sandwich from Shake Shack, and I've never had
boss,
a chicken
not my
sandwich
boss, my,
from.
Period.
My other assistant
fuck you, LeSean.
Just saying. Nah, Shake Shack is really bomb, and I only swear by it because I used to work there, so I know how they operate.
Chick-fil-A is good.
Food delivered fresh every morning. Like, mm-hmm. Shake Shack is...
No wonder their burger taste costs $11.
Yup. Shit expensive.
Yeah.
You gotta pay for everything separately.
You get
that's
Shake Shack on
the
day yeah. on the day you get paid. Like,
yo, I never
yo,
understood
I
why
Shack
the fuck you gotta pay
never.
For everything separately.
I get Shake Shack on the day I get paid
I
if
get
I got
Shake Shack
enough money.
When I pull up to the job and I see my homies.
Still?
Yeah, I still got niggas that
damn.
Work at Shake Shack.
That's
my
great, mad long
yeah.
ago.
My old assistant manager works at the Shake Shack by 34th Street.
Nah, sis, you worked at Shake Shack for 5 years.
Dead ass. This nigga, like, dead ass.
I mean, but at least he's moving up in the ranks. He's not, like, the
how
same position.
To move up?
I have no idea, honestly.
Right. It's been 5 years, my G.
Nah, but
and you're only an assistant. Why? Is he an assistant? Actually, is he a manager?
Because I think he might be a manager now. He's the manager of the 34th
okay.
Street location.
Oh, he a whole restaurant manager?
Yeah.
Oh, nah, he's wildin'.
Why?
That's not...
I know it's
nah,
I know it's
but
a lot.
At least not nah, because the one that we were working at, that one was the most hectic one. Like it was always a line out the door.
Well, that's even more. But I'm just thinking about running. You have to run a whole entire store in general. That means you have to hire your and train your
fact.
Staff. You have to make sure your staff is
scheduling
by
them.
Scheduling is
and
good.
Then if
and
like
you have to manage your inventory.
Yeah.
So what the fuck does an assistant?
And
what the
and
fuck does
pretty
an
much.
Assistant?
But then it's also like
they help with
if
that,
they get
so then
lot,
call it a
you
day.
Have to help, you have to manage them too.
If you get like
okay.
you know what I mean.
In
honestly,
sense, okay.
we used to get so busy that the managers would then have to hop on with us and help us finish the orders out. Like that's how busy we used to get. That shit. Nah, niggas really love Shake Shack. Especially the foreigners.
Yes,
the tourists.
They're obsessed.
Tourists fucking love Shake Shack.
They're obsessed with that shit. It's like crap.
And then niggas used to have celebrities come in there too. I'm like, yo.
What's the biggest celebrity you saw in there?
I didn't personally see them, and I was mad because I was at school, but Lance Gross came to Shake Shack. Oh, that's J. Cole went to Shake Shack too. He went to the 34th one, and I was so fucking tight. My friend that from middle school was working at that one, and he saw J. Cole.
I was about to hop on a train.
And I was like, nah, I'm not even gonna make it in time, so it wouldn't make no sense. I was so pissed.
Were you at work though?
Yeah, she said she was at school.
No, when Lance Gross came there. No, I was home. I was home.
Yeah, oh.
But I was so tight. Yes, I was so tight. I'm like, are you serious?
That is crazy.
But nah, they come in like, well, to us, like as the workers, it'd be randomly. But management knows when they're coming in. Because I guess they get emails about it. Yeah. So they'll know when like people come in. I've seen, damn, I don't remember that girl's name. I seen some girl from Love & Hip Hop in there.
Oh.
I've seen Tina Knowles went in there one time, but
I'm weak.
I wasn't there for that.
That's Mama Beyonce.
Who else was there? Kid the Wiz.
He lives in the Bronx.
Yeah, that's a fact. It sound like these bitches are.
Oh, I like this.
Choose it. I'm just saying. They a little choosy.
I'm crying.
What's up, everybody? This is the Not For Sale Podcast. I am your host, Bree, aka Duce Bree. I was dead serious. This episode is not going to be long. I'm just gonna let you know. We capping this bitch.
You didn't even give us warning.
She
didn't give nobody a warning.
Like, I'm sitting here in the middle of rolling a blunt. Like I popped my head up. I'm like, oh shit! I didn't know we was recording. Damn, my nigga. Like,
it's all good. It's all good, bro. I rather have the raw, uncut.
What is this, Smack TV?
As usual, I am Duce Bree. You already know. And I have my lovely co-host, Zara.
What's up, guys? It's your favorite Boldy, your girl, Swaggy Z. You already know I'm on the mic. Had to throw my Angie Martinez voice on here because she missed me.
Sorry,
again.
I had to miss. I had to give her her time. Sorry. I will never make that mistake again.
I'm fucking weak.
And we have La.
Yo, what's popping, guys? Sean Stacks on the mic.
Yo, we should remix that song.
What song?
Sean Stacks on the mic?
What song? The song with Angie Martinez and Lil' Kim.
Oh, Ladies Night.
Yeah.
I'm not a rapper, though, so I need a ghostwriter. But, hey,
I'm crying. Call RB.
I'm crying. No, because I was going to say, I don't think he's our friend anymore.
No, he's still our friend. He's still our friend.
Really?
Yeah, he's still our friend, you know. He's just finally getting his shit together, you know.
Oh, is he?
Trying different things, being more versatile in his music.
Heard it. RB.
He's finally, like, there. So, you know, that's shout out to RB.
Proud of you.
Shout out to you.
We're always proud of you. Sometimes. Not all the time.
I'm crying.
Other times we just pray.
You hear this?
We just pray. So, guys, how has been your break? Because we didn't record last week because it was a little crazy last week.
Scheduling difficulties.
Yeah, it was super scheduling difficulties. But how did you guys, how was your weekend? What did you do for the week?
My dad was here this weekend, so I was mad excited.
Oh, Papa came home.
Facts.
Big homie Jeff.
Big homie Jeff.
Papa Jeff came home. So yeah. What did y'all do? What was he up here for anyway?
He just had like his week's vacation.
Oh, he was from just work, like, fuck it.
And I mean, besides being in, like, his mom lives in Cali and stuff, so he gets to see her. So besides being going there, the only other place he really was gonna come was here.
That's true.
Wait, I thought he lived in Cali.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like,
he sees his mom all the time.
Yeah, like he's able to go to San Diego more often because he's over there. So it's like if he has the he doesn't get to come out here as often since he's been in DC.
That's a fact.
It was cool though because him and my mom was kicking it and it was weird because
she said it was weird.
No, it wasn't weird, but it's just interesting to see like the older they get, like the cooler they're becoming.
That's good.
Like, yeah, my dad stayed in my mom's house this weekend.
And you know, I was going to ask that. I was like, yo, where did your dad stay?
Yeah, he stayed in my mom's house.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Look, gross. So
wait, she got a man, though, right?
No.
Oh. Oh, she not with him no more?
Even if she do, he don't live there.
That's true. However, that, no, I was only saying that because maybe that's why she felt a little bit more comfortable with him staying.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I honestly think they just getting too old for the bullshit.
Thank God.
Crying.
That's a great answer.
They don't have nothing to fight about no more. So it's just like, all right, cool.
That's a great answer, actually.
A busy bee.
Muy caliente.
I'm weak.
You know I don't give a fuck. You know. I tell people that all the time. Like, don't think that because I'm really, really nice and I'm sweet that I'm just going to let you walk all over me. Like, I'm hood. Like, I'm ghetto.
Like I said, like I'm hood.
I'm actually, like, hood from Bed-Stuy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they call Bed-Stuy do or die for a reason.
Heard the energy. Y'all hear the energy then, right now.
Facts.
And then
I went to the Rosé Mansion yesterday.
Yes, we saw.
It was so cute. And not for real. It was
Did
so
Did they give
cute.
You free wine and shit?
Yeah, so you go. All right, so the Who'd first thing. With? My cousin, because it's her birthday today. So she wanted
birthday,
to go.
Sis.
Happy birthday, cuz.
I'll tell her y'all said that. So she wanted to go. And then it was a whole big conundrum with that because niggas was flopping and blah, blah, blah. So it just ended up being me and her going. So we got there. There's like a little waiting area and you could take pictures and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then their coat check system is fucking lit. So you go to the front, you give them your coat, you type in your phone number, they scan the tag that's with your coat and they take a picture of your coat. And then they're like, okay, you can go through the whole exhibit. And then by the time you get to the end, your coat will be on the other side waiting for you. And all I had to do was just go there, show them my text message, and they brought my coat out. I was like, yo, this shit is lit.
Oh, wow.
They probably got some real thieves trying to steal people's coats.
I don't know,
that
man. I don't
crazy,
know.
Crazy, y'all.
But then you come in. It's like 10 different rooms. There's the last room is like a giant ball pit. It's mad funny, mm-hmm. yo. By that time, me and my cousin was a little tipsy, so niggas was just laughing in the fucking ball pit.
How much wine they give you?
They give us, in each room, well, except for two rooms.
They give you a cup.
Not a whole cup, but, like, they give you a shot amount of wine. But it's all, like, different types of rosé, so it's, like,
why are you so cheese?
The sweet version, the semi-sweet version, the dry version in each room.
I like that.
The sweet ones are the best, though.
And they have a bar, too, right?
And they have a bar at the end, yeah.
I want to go.
And a taco station. Yo, the lady there was like, because technically it was supposed to end this month, but they extended it till Christmas. So, I guess
they
from
probably,
the 8th.
They trying to take advantage of all that
probably,
money.
Probably,
they
but
did.
They're changing up the decorations because of the Christmas theme. So, yeah. They're like, from the 8th to, I think, December 31st, is going to be a whole Christmas theme or whatever. Aww. And I asked the lady, I was like, are you guys going to leave after Christmas or whatever? She was like, stay tuned. So, I'm guessing they have more plans and shit.
Good. Mm-hmm.
But
good.
I would go back because
how much
it's
are the
mad
tickets?
Pretty. Bruh, that shit came up to like $54 and change.
For
after tax.
Two?
No, for one. For one person.
No, you can suck my dick.
I'm telling you, it's cute.
I'm not doing
but it's expensive. So damn, buy it on a payday.
So that's $100.
Oh, then tell my
so
man
that's over $100
right.
for two tickets.
Right.
Because you have to think of yourself and another person. Because you're obviously not going to go to Rosé Mansion by yourself.
I mean, shit. Oh, yeah.
Were people going by themselves?
You can, but the people who are there, they don't take pictures for you. Like, the people who, like, are in the exhibits, mm-hmm. they won't take pictures for you. So, if you don't have friends or if you can't ask the other people who are also in the exhibit to take a picture, you're asked out because you're only taking selfies.
That's lame. Because
nobody else is going
to
take the picture for you.
Why the fuck won't they help you?
Because they said it, too, in the beginning. They was like, oh, we're busy making sure that you enjoy your experience here, so we're not going to be able to take pictures of you.
But me taking pictures is part of my experience.
Still, they was like, nope.
No, Zara, you tried to finesse that. And I saw how you tried to finesse it. And I really appreciate the fact that you just tried to finesse that. But no.
Just saying.
Just saying.
Yeah.
So, we talked about popcorn chicken sandwiches so far.
Popcorn
chicken Popeyes.
Popcorn.
Wow.
I'm crying.
It's popcorn for right now, guys.
Popcorn chicken sandwiches.
Popcorn chicken sandwiches. Halloween happened. How was everybody's Halloween?
Did I was at work.
I'm like, I worked.
Damn, I did too.
Nobody invited me to a Halloween party.
I got invited to at least three of them, and I did not.
I got some free candy. That was
from where?
Went and got pizza for lunch, and the pizza parlor, they had candy for like the kids who came trick or treat, and it was like, aww. Oh, nobody's came yet. You guys want some candy? I was like, don't mind if I do.
Okay.
Yeah, it was cute.
So, any new music first? Do you guys want to talk about new music, or do you guys want to do topics right now?
Was it? Oh, I was asking Zara earlier. I was like, did she hear the new song by Megan Thee Stallion from the Queen and Slim soundtrack?
No.
So Ride it's called Die. Ride or Die. But it's like a New Orleans bounce type song. Mm-hmm. Like it's like an ass shaking song.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was probably, was I she forgot, talking about Money Bag, yo? Is,
though. Nah.
I know
that. Isn't it like the same beginning part to Nice for What?
That's what okay. That's cute. Okay, that's cute.
I think Zara about to play. If it's name on it, then mine right beside it. Real fucking ride or die. I'ma ride that dick like a stolen car. I got the best pussy that you had thus far. Which bitch you know going hard, it's me. I'ma ride or die and I don't need the key. I'm finna bounce that ass and drop that ass and pop it like a shootout. I pull them panties down, they smiling like they bought the food out. I hop up on their face and make my hips go like a luau. I showed you I'm a gangster, now I wanna see what you about. I didn't even know this was her, but then I seen the video that
I heard it.
Yeah, that's how I heard it first. And I was like, what song is this? Then I like actually heard the song. I was like, oh.
This is cute. I like the artwork for this Queen of Slim project. This is nice.
I actually want to see this movie.
Yo, what? I've been waiting for this movie to come out since like the spring, son.
It looks really good.
Ever since I've seen the trailer.
A black body.
Facts.
Yeah, that's real. This is real, real New Orleans bounce. Yeah. But you go ahead, Kitty. Do your thing. Shout it. We here to respect and help
you. Y'all ready for Thanksgiving?
No, because I can't eat shit.
Why not?
Because everybody want to eat chicken and turkey and
okay, make salmon.
And
make salmon, make shrimp, make fish. Like,
fried what fish,
would you? Well, I know I have to do that. I don't have a choice. I got to do that.
Crab legs. Ooh, I had now, the question crab legs is, the, other day, guys.
The more important question is, am I leaving New York or going to Jersey?
Oh, haha, have fun.
I'm honestly trying to stay in New York and just house hop, to be honest.
Fuck it. That was my plan. I'm trying to think like, what the hell do I want to cook first, and then.
Dad about to say niggas was about to go to your house. How you gonna be house hopping?
I'm crying.
That's a fact.
I was dead telling my coworkers. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to have a game night this weekend because I know I'm off Monday.
Bro,
I'm thinking, what night would I do it? Cause Friday I have to work early Saturday, and then Saturday we supposed to go to Joe's brother thing unless we leave that early, and then might be Saturday.
Saturday makes the most sense.
Saturday definitely makes the most
sense.
Yo, hey. Let's go.
I gotta run.
I'm in there like swim there,
and then I'll let y'all know.
Maybe I'll bring a special guest.
Yeah. Oh, you talking about Coach? Yeah, you could bring him.
Maybe I'll see if he's up for it.
I'm crying. You can bring him. Yeah, that's how cute. Niggas come through.
Yo, facts.
Regular, bring your own bottle.
Tell your niggas to come through and bring a bottle.
Sure, I got you. I could try to make that request and see if he'll come.
Try.
But yeah, everybody bring a bottle.
Ooh, it's lit.
I got the games.
Till Saturday.
Yeah. Ooh, I'll tell you for sure.
Okay. But they're going to be with it. It's
I lit. Just got to clean the house. That's it.
And maybe we can have a redo from last time.
I'm crying.
Yo, oh my God, did I tell you that he ran into me at Rolling Loud and I had no idea who he was? And then when he was trying to explain to me who he was, he called you a whole different person and had me doubly confused.
Well, I'm glad I didn't have sex with him.
And I was like, what?
Fuck boy tendencies just showed up.
But you want to know what? It's so funny. Literally, he has a whole kid now.
Ooh,
and the kid,
how? Wait,
I don't know.
Timeout, flag on the play.
Go ahead, talk about it, sis.
When was that?
That was 1 year ago. How the fuck he have a kid
Wait,
already?
Are we sure? Are you sure it wasn't?
The kid is one.
Are you sure that wasn't it already in? We was already in 2019.
Bro, I know.
When you had that game.
Right? I know.
No, because it was last year for Thanksgiving. I remember that because my parents was away. They went on vacation. It was last year for Thanksgiving. I definitely remember that. So how the fuck?
Apparently, literally, like, maybe, like, a month after we stopped talking, I went on Instagram and saw somebody had said, congratulations, bro. And I'm like, huh? And I stroll, and he was having a whole ass baby shower. Wow. Like, I was like, oh, okay, I'm glad we didn't have sex.
Wow. Dodged a bullet with that one.
Dodged that bullet. That is fucking crazy. Yeah.
Man.
Literally. His kid... maybe one at this point.
Yo, it's don't you? Doesn't that make you think like all of the times you wanted something to work but it didn't, and then in hindsight you're like, I see why the universe did not put me in that situation. Because
you know, yep. I would have fucked that like, nigga all the way up.
Wow, man.
It was too soft anyway. That's fine.
That's crazy.
No, sorry, but he was a little too soft anyway. It's fine.
That's fucking wild. Nah, that's really wild.
Let that sit in. The fact that nigga had a whole kid and didn't say anything. That kid had to be consumed while we were dating. And that nigga didn't say nothing. Like, not a word. Not a single word.
Okay. God forbid you would have started taking him seriously and shit. And yeah, then found not out even, he's having a whole baby.
That's
like,
a fact, bro. Like, why
and
you
it's
just
not
didn't...
like you not the one carrying it, so you can't fake pump fake like, oh, maybe it was her, maybe it was you.
No, like, motherfucker. You... Why?
And niggas wonder why girls go crazy. Like,
no,
like
niggas
that.
Wonder why girls just don't give a fuck anymore and just dub niggas off rip. Like, no. And you want to know what? Jesus said something was off, and I listened to Jesus and I stopped talking to him. And look at that. Boom. That happened.
Ain't that about a bitch?
Well, we're not shocked. I'm not shocked. I knew that was gonna happen. Now I'm definitely
better that girl than you. So
hot. That's a fact. On the press.
What's up?
That didn't make any sense, but
I'm trying.
It did.
This
it did.
Whole April and Fizz situation.
Bruh. Okay.
We
okay.
Have not
really
talked about
we
it.
We haven't.
And finally, I don't have VH1 no more, so I'll be watching the clips on Instagram, and I finally caught the moment where they.
Tongued each other down on the national television?
No, where they... Well, yeah, that too, where they finally came out and was like, okay, oh, guys,
or,
hey,
or
we're in a relationship.
Or what are you talking about when they're moved, when they decided to move in together?
Yo, I mean...
Yeah.
Honestly,
they live together?
Oh, well...
Fizz... Go ahead. You saw it?
Oh, yeah, no? I saw it. He was... Okay. He's basically, I guess, the whole season, he's been moving. And,
yo, you ain't shit.
And I think this had to be after the last... after the reunion tour was done,
he was living with Monice, right? He was living with Monice like seasons ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
Basically, long story short, he was like, "Yo, you know, I've been moving a lot, and I've been looking for a house. And the way our relationship is, I think we should move in together."
Sure did.
He's like, "I want you to move in here with me."
Yeah. Sure.
And this was before he had took her out to formally ask her to be his girlfriend.
That's a bit fast, don't you think? Well, I see. Nah, I don't. I haven't watched.
These
niggas
have been humping
mad long,
mad long.
But
now.
It's just the fact that when they started talking about this whole thing, niggas. No, Joe
like,
Budden was like how Omarion don't get enough credit for being like unbothered.
He's shadiest.
And I'm like, Joe Budden should be the last person talking about this.
You shady, Joe. Don't be
like,
so
he
shady.
I mean, be the last person.
But he gets it. Like, imagine if somebody did that to Joe Budden. You think Joe Budden would be silent?
No.
He would be slandering everybody. He would be 50.
That's why I'm saying
10.
He's the last person that should be talking about being unbothered.
And that's why he's congratulating Omarion, because who could be that unbothered?
I mean,
like, people are making memes about it now. Like, I'm Omarion level unbothered.
Yo,
because,
niggas
like,
was like, I'm Omarion to the bullshit.
Weak. Niggas have said Omarion's not bothered because he had both of them already.
Oh.
So let's not do that.
Oh, nah.
Yeah. People been real shady about this whole situation.
I mean,
yo,
but like, what can Omarion really do? Like, they've been broken up for a while just because...
He broke up with her. This should really
exactly.
be honestly
so what,
he has
what
say.
Can he do?
Yeah,
he
like,
left her. So
yeah.
If she moved on with his friend or whatever...
What you mean, Zara? What you mean?
it still looks kind of sus.
How? How? You broke up with me.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that you move on to, like, so, okay, you break up with somebody and I start dating him, you gonna be cool with that? All right, then. That's what I'm saying. Like, just because I broke up with you don't mean you go to the next person in my circle. That's weird. Like,
you're right. However, I feel like to the intensity of how the relationship was already with them, being that they were already cool and already like buddy buddies and their kids were already hanging out.
But that's the point, though. I kind of
feel like that was already going to happen.
And that's the point. So now it's like, okay, the whole time I thought you was only supposed to be riding for me, you was having a crush on this nigga.
That's true.
I mean, but that
could have, yeah, that could have happened after. You don't know that for certain that she was into you during this
it might
time.
Not have been like I'm super sure, into you, but it could have been like a damn, definitely you don't a watch thought the office,
in the back of your head. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like the way that Jim and Pam were, like, she had a whole fiance
two. Yeah, I remember those,
but that was like her little work husband type shit, but you know what I mean? Yeah. So it was like something like that. It was like,
so you know, do y'all, I just think it's like,
funny, like, if y'all was gonna be in a relationship anyway, why the fuck you didn't just say it? They talking about this whole time, oh, we best friends, then it goes to, oh, well, if we in a relationship, well, I didn't really have to tell nobody. So why the fuck do you care if people is out here saying that you are or you not? Like, if you is, you is, you ain't, you ain't, you gonna be fucking him, claim it.
So Daddy and Mommy said that, one, it's not gonna work out. Do you guys agree?
That shit was his Love and Hip Hop storyline.
And it's not even that it's just because of the situation, but there has never been a successful relationship come from situations like this. Like, you dealt with homie's mans and then you get with him. Longevity of that relationship, like, it hasn't happened. So, nah, that's not gonna work. Like, how could you do that?
I mean, who's to say that their relationship is even real in the first place? It might just be for a storyline.
That's true. That's always a possibility. I just feel like,
maybe that's why Omarion is unbothered.
Maybe that is also the reason why. But speaking of being unbothered, Kanye West said that black people are cultureless. Can somebody tell me?
Does he not know that he's black? Does he not look in the mirror every day and see that he's black?
Can somebody just tell me what this man means? And also, why is it that his album was classified as a hip-hop album, but it was a gospel album?
It wasn't a gospel album. I would not classify that as a gospel album at all.
So it has gospel influence. So tell me more.
But the way that I listened to it,
I interpreted it
was like as if Jesus Walks was a whole album.
Ah, okay.
You get what I'm saying? Okay. Like, it's okay, like, so gospel, could it have been like
Christian rap?
No, because it wasn't like he wasn't rapping as if he was singing a hymn. He was rapping about his experience walking with God and walking with, you get what I mean? Like, it didn't sound like a testimony or something it didn't sound like a gospel. I've heard Christian rap before, and Christian rap sounds like a gospel song, but like a rap. Testimony.
Yeah.
But it didn't sound like that. To me, it sounded like him reflecting on his life and all the things that he'd been
through. Well, he needs to keep on reflecting. Maybe you should shut up and reflect.
You don't like him, but I think if you heard it,
I was about to say, is it worth the listen?
I think if you heard it, you would appreciate it more than the last project that he dropped.
Okay.
At least, like, creatively, like, fuck who, if you didn't know it was Kanye.
I would love to give this album a shot, but that means putting money in this man's pocket, and that also means, what's the
influencing
word? Influencing.
His antics.
The dumb shit. I'm crying. And I can't do that anymore. I love Mr. West. I just feel like Mr. West needs to get some help from Mr. West.
He needs to love himself. That's what he needs to do.
I think he's
in love with himself. I think that may be also part of the problem, that you don't,
maybe that's like one of his vices, and that's what he's battling.
His love for himself.
Because I know, like, in parts of the Big Boy interview, he was saying how, like, he basically, like, one of his greatest sins was like having sex too much. He was like, "How did I go from Jesus Walks to I'm such a fucking hoe? I love it." Like, so I guess that's, maybe those are the type of things where he notices, like, I know I'm a cocky nigga, but, like, is that really helping me, or is it being detrimental to me?
Do you think it's being done? It's
honestly, I gotta listen to this album to give my opinion, because I haven't touched nothing that was Kanye since maybe Yeezus?
Yeah. No. Maybe Yeezus? Scratch that. sad Life of Pablo was the last time I've listened
yeah,
to Kanye.
Yeah, Life of Pablo. So that was like the last after thing that, of Kanye that I was it like, went
hey. All the way left for me.
But now I gotta actually like bump him to be like, okay.
I think with his wife coming out. Also, did you guys see this clip with Keeping Up the Kardashians and they're getting dressed for the Met Gala and Kanye was telling Kim that he didn't want her to wear this specific dress.
I've seen that.
And Kim's reaction was, even though I understand you're on your spiritual journey, but I'm not there with you. I don't understand how you make this feminist, I can do what I want, I can dress how I want, and you still have to take me serious. And you're telling me that I can't dress the way that I want. So I need you to, like, understand that.
I mean, is she wrong, though?
She's absolutely wrong.
How?
Because you're in a marriage.
That don't mean nothing. Yes, that don't mean what my husband does doesn't mean I have to do it too.
But it's different when it's like, okay, my husband wants to go join a polo club and I'm going to support him versus mm-hmm. my husband's on like a spiritual religious journey mm-hmm. and I'm not supporting him on mm-hmm. it.
I mean, you can support him, but you don't have to be on the journey with him. You don't have to be on a journey with him to support him is what I'm trying to say.
How are you going to be a wife and not be on the journey with
him? And way you husband. Are on the yeah. journey with them, even though you're not necessarily partaking in it, you're still taking that journey. Like yeah. marriage is a journey. You're taking yes, this journey with true. The person. Yes. So it's like, I feel like it's kind of like a slap in the face to say, like, okay, I know you're going through, like, your religious things, but, like, help me put my makeup on.
Yes.
Like, that's literally how I took yes! it. Like, help okay, I know you're getting ready on. For church right now, and you need to do, like, you need to pray and everything, but
I need you to brush. Zip up my dress. And I feel like that low-key was the end of that relationship.
Mm.
By the fact that she even said that, and especially because you decided to take vows between you, God, and him, and say that one, you wanted that to be your husband, through death do you part, through good and bad. So just because mm-hmm. when it gets bad, you're not comfortable with it, and you're not on the spiritual journey. I just feel like that's a little fucked up. Like,
I mean,
you're in a marriage.
So you see them head into divorce after absolutely. This.
It's funny because I think I've seen that clip came out first, and then there was clips of the Big Boy interview where he was, like, saying how he fell in love with her.
Yeah.
And, like, why he wants to be with her and stuff like that. So I'm like, I don't know.
I'd say it may not be so quick, but I do not see that marriage working.
But I'm surprised. But I don't know who else he could be with.
But why?
Who else could he be with after Kim Kardashian?
Like, another fucking model?
It wouldn't be the
Kim
same.
With Kim Kardashian's another type model. Of exposure? Yes, I don't think
another
so.
Another model. He'll just be with another model. He's Kanye West, guys.
They gonna turn him into Kim's ex-husband,
yes,
Kanye West.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, that's exactly who he's gonna be turned into.
They turned Lamar into Chloe's Lamar. Ex-husband. Like,
hey, did you see his aunt was talking shit, telling them that Chloe wasn't helping him while he was in the hospital?
Am I surprised? No, I'm not surprised.
What you mean when he got
He had his overdose?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised. She probably ain't know what the fuck to do. All you hear is your husband was caught in a whorehouse and overdosed and blah blah
exactly.
blah.
Exactly.
I know she damn exactly. well did not know moving. What the fuck to do.
I'm not moving at all. Did you also hear about Lori Harvey?
What did Lori Harvey do?
So allegedly, Lori Harvey was arrested for a hit and run following a car accident in Beverly Hills.
Oh, I heard about that.
Apparently she was like texting on her phone. She was arrested on 2 counts of misdemeanor hit and run and delaying police investigation. Officer says she was arrested for 2 charges and released on the scene, not booked. She was identified herself properly and signed a written promise to appear in court.
What is going on
with Miss Harvey?
Is she on drugs or something?
I don't know, but maybe the fame is getting to her. Damn,
it was out of like an accident.
But why do you
dine
have
and dash?
Money.
You can't dine and dash. You yeah, have money, know. And you're Lori Harvey. Everybody knows what your face looks like.
I mean, like, you're in Beverly Hills. You're linked to Diddy. I doubt Diddy would let you
you're
go out the house
with
some
Harvey.
Money.
That's
fuck a
what
Diddy.
I'm saying. Like, she, do you, was she on drugs? Because, like, there's no reason that you
damn,
need to
Zara,
do that.
Not drugs. Damn, Zara.
There's no other reason. Like, were you bored? Like, oh, I'm going to commit a crime today.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
that's what I'm. Bored. That's what I'm saying because I'm like, okay, Dine and Dash. Like, come on, you could have came up with something more exciting than that.
So we also didn't talk about this Travis Kylie shit.
Mm.
Now, for those who knew that this relationship was not going to work, I would love to see raised hands. I'm crying. Bitch, I knew that shit was not going to work.
I'm weak.
It was a cute kid, though. Cutest kid. But I knew that shit was going to work. Mm. So apparently, Travis had a whole side chick.
For the whole relationship.
But technically, it wasn't a side chick because she was there before Kylie. So technically, Kylie was the side chick.
I mean, no, technically, she could still be the side chick. How? She don't have no official title. Just because you was there before doesn't mean that he took you seriously.
I mean, obviously he did
because she's still around.
With no title. Oh, I'm just Travis Scott's side chick. Like,
I mean, how much like receipts you think she got of that nigga?
She's just going away, bro. Shitload.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like if you're gonna get into a relationship to just not make it work, why even have kids? Like,
she probably fucked around and got pregnant and thought it was cute. Like, oh, I'm gonna have a baby.
Psych. Fucking idiot.
And my mom is gonna make everything all better.
Psych. And technically, Chris can, but you know.
See, I'm actually shocked that he got away with that shit because I feel like if anybody is the ops, it's Kris fucking Jenner. She would have found that shit out. She would have been like, my child is not having a baby with this man who's going to have somebody pop up out the woodwork, come out with another baby mama, this, that, and the third. Like, nah, somebody knew what was going on.
That's a fact. That's a super fact. I feel like Kris knew what's up. She's just like, Kylie, do what she want. Because clearly Kylie seems like the one that doesn't listen to anybody other than Kylie.
Like, that relationship,
That was stupid.
That was a PR stunt.
That was a stupid. You know what's another PR stunt?
You think Ray Travis J. Scott is a PR stunt?
They're like one of the two hottest young people out right now.
Yeah.
You think that now, like, Kylie's relationship... Her reputation will be his ex-girlfriend. Like, and that's better forever. Than the shit that she was doing.
Forever.
I mean, but she's a self-made billionaire.
Yeah,
she's not self-made.
I know she's not, but that's the what they describe her as, a self-made billionaire.
But the stuff that she was doing before him, she was looking like a clown. Like, she had her whole, like, clothing line revoked. Like, she was doing mad dumb shit. Like, when people was making fun of her when she got her lips pumped, all of that shit. Like, now she has a legit thing for, like, why she's famous.
Yeah, and you...
Even though she was already, like...
Famous.
You know,
I mean, she had the Jenner name. That doesn't count as a legit thing.
No.
Yeah, I love how we all got silent.
You hesitated for that.
Like, she didn't do anything.
All she did was be born. That's a fact. That's why I hate when people say she's a self-made. Bitch, she was born into money. What do you mean, self-made?
Suge.
So Suge signed all his life rights to Ray J.
What?
Suge Knight?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It's all his life rights.
So
everything that Suge has control over has now been signed to Ray J.
Why?
In hopes Ray J will make him some money while locked up.
But you don't... Why would he give you any money?
Because...
Why do you need money when you're locked up?
Because I still need money on my books.
Yeah.
Isn't that what your family and stuff is for?
I mean, but... Does it matter who's giving it to me?
Yeah, like, that's a fact.
At the end of the day, they gotta buy toothpaste, they gotta buy soap, they gotta buy clothes.
And he got like 15 kids, so you gotta pay child support.
Does he have a life sentence?
That I'm not sure. I don't think so.
But I don't even know why the fuck he's in jail in the first place.
He killed
for
somebody.
Being a fuck. What do you think? For being shook, being a fucking gangster. Have y'all watched Godfather of Harlem?
Yes, I saw one episode of it. I think it's really, really great.
That show's really, really good.
I'm dead. Okay, so Suge Knight also says that Nick Cannon is writing a book about him. Yeah, I can't.
Fucking Nick Cannon.
I cannot. I love Nick Cannon. Do you guys think he's corny?
Yes, but I like it.
I think he has moments where he could be corny, but he makes it work for him, honestly.
Yeah, I was going to say,
You cannot tell me Nick Cannon is not a good businessman.
That man makes smart decisions.
That's why Mariah Carey married that nigga. She knew that nigga made good business decisions.
That's why she divorced his ass.
Yep, and she's still getting the money for it because she done had two kids by this nigga.
That's crazy, like, because technically, if she makes more money than him, she's supposed to pay him.
That's a fact.
Because that's what Mary J. Blige's husband is doing.
He's a bitch. He's a bitch.
Why is he a bitch?
Because you're telling me
he's a bitch.
He was her manager for how many years, and now you got caught cheating. You divorced her, but yet you're requesting her to pay you money.
Yeah,
when you're not, the one that's, fucked everything that's how up? It works, though.
That's how it works.
It's like who, regardless of how it's split up. Whoever has the most money, they have to keep you up the lifestyle.
You she have makes to keep up my lifestyle. Him. This you is don't my get lifestyle. Shit from me.
You cheated on me. Fuck you.
And that's why a lot of people with money sign a prenup.
You could suck a dick. I'm not signing a prenup. And you're not getting shit. We're not even getting married. How about that?
Let's just common law marriage.
We can move into a state that shit don't work. We just gonna make this solidify this shit. We gonna do the connected houses. There we go.
That doesn't mean anything, Bria.
For every nigga, I'm gonna have a connected house. I'm gonna live in a connected house. That's how this is gonna work. Just saying. Oh,
can't you still get stuff in a common law marriage? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
You still have some type of, like, you still legal have rights. Mm-hmm.
That's why I said we not even doing that.
I'm crying. Like,
no.
I mean,
if there's a way for you to get my money, it's clipped. If there's any way that you're going to get my money, I'm not with it.
Wait, so did we discuss that Erica Mena's having a girl?
Oh, no. We didn't.
Safari.
I'm going to pray for you, bro.
I'm praying for you. Having a girl.
You're a clown.
I hope that she does not name her daughter Queen.
She does. She is. She's going to name her Queen.
Because her son is named King.
Also, guys.
That's kind of cute, but I see what you mean. Okay.
I really hope her name is not some crazy, but I feel like princess it is or something.
I think it's still crazy the fact that him and Nikki got married around the same time. I think it's very, very strange.
Oh, the petties?
Yeah, the petties. The petties?
They're saying that Nikki bought both their rings.
Nikki didn't.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh my god, guys! Where is your positive energy?
No, but now? I honestly,
have you seen Nicki Minaj's ring?
But honestly, like
that shit I have. Beaming.
I have. What you call it? Like,
but do we forget that Mr. Petty is a hood ass nigga, right?
But this is the other thing, hood
ex drug dealer hood ass.
I feel
nigga,
like
right?
Nikki's.
I mean, but how you can't be a hood ex drug dealer dating Nicki Minaj.
Yes, you can.
Okay, you see how global she is? Like, you
why
can't,
not?
You can't bring your hood drug dealer life into her she pop did. Star whatever life.
But he did.
Every rapper has done that. We have in our top tens has been a drug dealer.
Has been. Are they still doing it? Okay, that's my point.
That's okay, is he still doing it?
That's what I'm trying to say. He can't still be doing and still be married to Nicki Minaj.
How you know he don't got money?
He could be ghost.
I'm not saying that he doesn't have money. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, he can't be doing all this illegal shit and be with one of the biggest artists
but see,
in
but
the
that's
world.
The thing.
Like, you
because
can't
if
do
you,
that.
If you a good drug dealer, nobody would know that that's you.
All right, power. Okay. And can we come back to reality now? Thank you.
I'm just saying.
My thing is, no, because I feel like Nicki Minaj's star power reaches a way broader audience. So it's like, granted, you can do whatever the fuck you want. People gonna find out about it.
Yeah,
I feel like
you can't keep shit like that on the low for too long. Yeah. Somebody's gonna find out about it.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like the type of attitude that Nicki has, like, I'm not surprised that she brought both the rings. She's like, nope, I want these, and I'm gonna get what I want.
Wow, her ring is beaming. But then that ring that Offset bought Cardi for, like, their anniversary.
That shit is ugly.
That shit is
ugly. That's an ugly ass ring.
Celebrities be buying huge
I'm
ass
sorry.
Rings.
I love you, Cardi. Fuck that ring.
I'm crying.
I'm
sorry.
Weak.
That I ring is not cute. I'm sorry. I love you, but no. Mm-hmm. Clip for that.
We hope. So, Summer Nikki. Walker Nikki. And London on the Track Nikki. Got back together.
Yeah, then the last. Shh. Nicki, y'all wrong as hell for saying that Nicki Minaj bought those rings when homie has said that he bought the rings. Y'all gonna take this man's masculinity away just because he would make Nicki Minaj. That's crazy.
Her money is their money, so.
No, that's definitely not true. And I'm sure he's definitely signed that pre-dub, so I definitely don't think that's true. No,
I wonder how long it's going to take her to get pregnant now since she's married.
What if she pregnant?
When he put the ring on it.
Exactly. What's up? She got the ring. Like, let's start working on making some babies. No. Then she can retire and come
she's
back.
She's never going to retire.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, she could take her little break. She could retire for a bit and then come back fresh as new.
I can't. I don't
snap
want.
Back.
Yep.
Yeah, she better start. Yep. I mean, what is she in her 30s?
Yep. Exactly. That biological clock is ticking.
Y'all are the worst.
It's true.
I'm just saying.
Nah, honestly, you know it's true because, you know, even if we don't say it, society is saying the same thing. They're like, oh, your biological clock is ticking.
Like,
you need to have a baby.
And I'm not
a biological clock.
Somebody who, my mom had me late.
Yeah, my mom had me was when she was 30. I'm good. I'm straight.
Oh, no. Nah. My mom had me when she was 23.
Oh, my mom was 37.
Damn.
Oh, she was older.
Heard mm-hmm. you. Wait, did you ever ask your mom about, like...
Why she waited?
No, I was going to say, like, how her experience was with you. Because I know older women, like, when they, like, are pregnant...
You was giving her
they might have crying. They might have a harder experience. It
was I don't know if this was because of age, but my mom had ovarian cysts. Mm-hmm. So I had a C-section with me. So I don't know if that, like I said, I don't know if that it could have just happened like mm-hmm. anytime or if it was because of age. I don't know if.
No, that happens anytime.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if her case it just would have happened if she had me at 25 or 45.
Nope. I'm telling you guys. If I do, I'm getting a surrogate.
That's fine.
I'll be a surrogate.
That's fine. As long as you like having kids.
I'm crying.
Kid may have a big head.
She'll what?
Kid you better hope your husband don't have a big head.
So I said, it's over. I feel bad for what the surrogate is. Sorry, guy.
I mean, the vagina is made to stretch.
Yo, every time I think of kids with a big head, I think of my wife and kids. I think of Junior.
All the time.
Every time.
All the
and
time.
And I just be weak. Because I think of Michael Kyle. Just slapping him on his head.
Yo, all speaking the time, of, did y'all see somebody, some girl was Gina through the headboard on Halloween?
No.
I'm dead ass. She had the pink robe on and it was a light skinned girl. She had her hair like straight like how and she dead had a fake headboard and she was making the face.
I can't fuck
I hate her. I can't her fuck so much.
Yo, it was mad funny.
Speaking, we gotta take a second to just say rest in peace to John.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Rest in peace, Pops. John. Miss you already. Thanks. Boondocks will not be the same without you. I wonder what they're gonna do now.
They might kill him off in the show.
Ooh.
I mean, no. That's usually what people do though. Like if somebody like dies like in real life, they might just something. Kill them off in the show. Well, they could send him away.
That'd be devastating.
Oh, damn, that would be crazy. I didn't even realize like how much he was actually
roles he was in. Yo,
but like you remember all of them. You're you like, yo, I don't remember you. Like everybody think, oh, he just was from Friday or just from the Boondocks. Like he was in mad stuff that we're not even thinking of. Like
Wayne Brothers.
Yeah,
that was my show.
That shit is crazy. I'm like, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
All right, my
cut and print. Beautiful guys.
Dynamite.
I'm crying. The fact that you singing the whole yo, are you singing?
Yo, UPN used to be my shit. Channel 9, son. Do y'all remember that? Used to be all the black shows. Yes. Girlfriends, Eve, One-on-One,
yo,
All of Us.
Used to be my show.
One-on-One.
My Wife and Kids. Yo. They need to do a Girlfriends, reboot.
They did. For Mixed-ish? Or
Black-ish.
Black-ish? Yeah, they did.
No, like, I want, like, a show... Oh, or like maybe that do you all think it would be cool if they did like how they have grown-ish for girlfriends like a younger version
a younger
of them
version. I think
like,
that would be dope
their I'm daughters crying. Or something or like
that
little,
would be cute
yo but it had to be the right people because I don't know if y'all seen they remaking Charlie's Angels and I'm not excited about it
they
I
have think, what's her face from Twilight in there and I was like
I'm just like the
Kristen
they didn't do They could have chose more badass people.
I forgot
people.
The black girl. I know who she is, though, but I forgot her name.
I don't know. They should have put...
And she's Bonnie from The Vampire Diaries. I think her name... Katrina Graham, I think.
That's her?
Yeah.
Wow. That did not look like her. Nah.
Let me make sure, but I think that's her.
They should have put Zoe Kravitz in that movie.
We may have to talk about this.
She's about to be Catwoman, I think.
Yeah.
She is.
We may have to talk about this next week, but Michael Jackson had a whole black girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah. And she was with him forever, ever. And she cheated on him with B.B. King. But they didn't break up. They stayed together until Michael passed. And now she hasn't been able to, like, move on past Michael. So like,
he's why
been gone for a while.
Did we not know about her?
I don't know. But she's about to come out.
Do they have kids or something?
No, they don't have any kids together. But that was his long-term girlfriend. That was the only black woman he's ever been with.
Heard it.
But In any case, there's a lot of other shit that I want to talk about, like this trash ass worst rappers list.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm actually kind of happy because they have Blueface as number two.
They did a good job. Weak. Y'all gonna who's stop number one? My son. Facts. Who is number one?
Magoo.
Who the fuck is that?
M-A-G-O-O.
Magoo? Mm-hmm. I don't know who the fuck that is.
They the also have...
The only one I know that is the one that used to rap with Timbaland.
They also have G Herbo is number seven.
I'm weak.
No, I'm surprised the whole world is not fighting right now.
50 Tyson is number eight.
They have one song.
They have little. They have Little B is number nine.
Oh,
Chicken Noodle Soup, Little B.
Yep.
Damn.
They have Vanilla Ice is number 13.
No. Ice, baby.
They have Shaq is 18. They have Nick Cannon as 21.
Oh wow! Don't come for Nicholas like that.
They come. They have Birdman as number 4.
And I can Iggy understand
Iggy Azalea
that.
Is number 26.
Why is she not number 3?
Damn, Zara. Damn. Nigga Zara said, "Fuck her."
They have Trinidad James right after her. Little Pump right after him.
Wait, Little Pump?
Not my son, Trinidad James.
They have Chingy is number 33.
Chingy.
They have Earl Sweatshirt like is that? 34.
All right, see, now they walling out.
They have Freeway is 35.
Okay, they walling out.
They have really walling Ludacris out. Is 26, 36.
Okay, wait, set it on
they
fire.
Said they said Ludacris have, is one of the worst rappers.
Throw it out.
They
the
have
out.
Cassidy is 37. Throw it Designer away. Designer is 38. Bow Wow, Flo Rida, Shuddy Low, Chief Keef, Plies, French
First
Montana.
First of all, the whole Chicago
Slim
would Jim, shoot up whoever
hold on,
made this
Slim
list.
Jimmy, Memphis Bleek as number 46. YG as 47.
Okay, now who needs to get shot?
Tyga is 48. Logic is 49 and 21 Savage is 50.
Nah, they bugging. Not my son 21. They walling.
I want to know why the fuck Logic's name is not number one.
Why would they think 21 Savage is a trash rap? What? Like, do y'all listen to this man's songs? Y'all bugging.
I was over it when they said Plies.
I'm
like,
crying.
Once they started talking about Plies, I was like, she's okay, like, wait a minute.
Nope, not Sweet Pussy Saturday.
Come on now. Because if you are between the age of 28 and 23, that motherfucker was a big party.
He was
childhood.
A vibe, bro.
What?
When he dropped Shorty, it was over. Like,
Chalet.
Boy, we was in fifth grade.
First of all, how did they say
shit.
Ludacris is on? Like, what? Ludacris?
Like, are
has
you dumb?
Hits
like,
you for dumb. Days.
I saw that list and was just Wallen. Terribly disappointed.
I was like okay. Clearly.
Who made this? It had to be
know.
A new nigga that made
know.
This, because I know no
oh, well,
for a fact no
know.
Older.
If
person
we want
to
speak about
that.
Lists, there was a list that. Came out a few weeks ago. Rolling Stone did a list of the 100 best singers.
Oh yeah, no,
of
no, no,
all
no.
time.
Yeah, no. I'm if there's one white person above
and
a black person, it's Clip Flat.
Yo, yo, like, I'm about to show
y'all. Y'all cannot. Y'all don't have more soul than us. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, bruh,
who's number one? I just want to know. Who's
and if
one.
It's Elvis Presley, this podcast.
He's
is
not
over.
A singer.
Let me just tell you
he
now.
Was on there.
He's not
okay.
A singer.
Yes, he is. According to, I feel like somebody
oh,
pastel
damn, it's not
made
there
this.
Anyway.
I mean, I feel like
yo,
somebody
they
pastel
had, like,
made this list.
Somebody pastel.
They had Elvis in the top five. Bob Dylan is when it's in top five.
Who the fuck is
no,
Bob
Dylan?
The country singer.
See, you gotta
yeah,
go.
Had to be a white person.
First of all, they didn't even, and even to level it out, they didn't even have Celine Dion on the list. Nah. But they had Christina Aguilera on the list. They had terrible. Prince, they had Michael Jackson.
It's terrible.
But it's they terrible. Had like
those are the
Mary
only two
J.
they
Blige.
Fucking respect.
They had Mary J. Blige at the bottom. No, because I think Aretha Franklin was number one.
My nigga, you are not sitting here telling me you listen to a full project back to front of Mary J. Blige.
I have.
Wow, facts, bro.
I definitely
what's
have.
The 411?
You've listened to that front and back.
Yes.
Song? I've listened to,
Nah, bro, I'm not even going to hold you. I cannot listen to a full Mary.
Wow,
version.
That's crazy.
What? How can't you listen to Auntie Mary?
Mary, bro.
Not a full Mary back to front. No, I can't.
I feel hateration in the dancery.
In the dancery? So, bro, speaking of that, why somebody was like, I forgot where I saw it, but they was like, apparently Mary J. Blige couldn't pronounce soiree, so that's why she said dancery. It's supposed to be dance soiree. I was like,
and this is who you call your queen.
I was like, yo, I'm mind blown.
And this is who you call your queen.
Sorry.
Like, what? But fuck it, it still worked. But I was just like,
that's
I'm
not funny because
it
when you look up the lyrics, they spell it like dancery, yeah, like the word dance. I'm like, what?
But yeah, they was like, no, it was supposed terrible to be dance soiree, and she couldn't pronounce it, so like she said dancery. But I'm like,
but
fuck
that
it,
don't even make no sense for the song.
In this
hateration, holleration, and the dance soiree. No, I don't like it.
And the dance soiree. She just tried to sing it.
No, I don't like it. No.
Nah, bro.
You gotta go. You gotta go. We got mad shit to talk about, but we do not have time. Well,
y'all hear it from us in like.
Y'all hear from us in from 2 weeks.
We'll be good.
See? The hateration and the dancery wasn't feeling it. I'll shut it down.
Wow. Wow, Zara. Just wow. All
right, guys.
We appreciate you for listening.
Facts. We want to thank you for listening. As always, you know, your three wonderful hosts. I'm your girl, Swaggy Z.
Your three wonderful hosts. I was about to say, damn, Zara.
This is not the Whole Face podcast.
Nah, we ain't hosts.
Shout outs to the Whole Face.
Shout outs to the Whole Face, though. We love y'all. But we not hosts here.
I'm crying.
We're sensible adults here.
You already know it's your girl, Swaggy Z, signing out.
See y'all next week, guys.
Bye, guys.